Well, I think the uncertainty that we've seen in the market around the refit is really a reflection of the South African system adapting to the whole idea of how to incorporate renewable power. What's worked well overseas has been feed-in tariffs where producers were guaranteed a price. And that could work because generally those countries have a power market which is able to absorb different prices. It's used to having different prices. But in South Africa, we're not used to that. In South Africa, we have a regulated system where prices are set by the regulator with a reasonable return. And that's a completely different paradigm. So the two systems are not fitting well together. And I think what government is struggling to do is to figure out how to make it work. The result is probably going to be that we end up with a form of competitive bidding on price for renewables, which leads to more of the standard rate of return at the end of the day. I think one of the big challenges that we face in South Africa is how to achieve enough power to support economic growth. Eskom has very clearly said that it can't afford to build everything that's needed in the next 20 years. So we have to find a way to bring IPPs, independent power producers, into the market. And that's going to mean some changes, moving away from the simple regulated return approach. Firstly, we need government to increase its capacity to procure new power. And the ISMO bill that's out for comment is an important first step in that direction. But more fundamentally, I think South Africa needs to begin to engage with the question of should we open up the market, should we have a wholesale market for power, and how are we going to implement that?